It's Parshas Chayei Sara. And the shiur tonight is going to be maybe a little different than the usual. But rather than give you an introduction to it all, you see all of that text on one side and then on the other side, sort of a diagram on one side as well. I'll explain it all. A few years ago, I gave a shiur about an unusual and exceptional personality, somebody that we don't fully appreciate. And we did quite a successful job of trying to explain the greatness of that individual. I'm talking about Eliezer Eved Avraham. Eliezer Eved Avraham is mentioned by name only once, and that's in Parshat Lech Lecha. He appears there in Parshat Vayera. He appears, but his name is not mentioned. He appears in Parshat Vayera because it says that Avraham, when he went to the Akedah, he took the two boys with him, the two lads, the Ne'arim. The Ne'arim, the Chazal tell us, were Eliezer and Yishmael. Most unusual, of course, is the fact that the most significant and important person in Parshat Chayei Sara, about which there are really 67 psukim, is Eliezer, and his name is mentioned once. He comes, he goes, he does, he accomplishes, he speaks, he prays, he is a master shatran, and his name doesn't appear. What we do know about Eliezer, on your sheet number one, is a Rashi, and a few years ago we talked about this Rashi. I just want to go over the Rashi again simply to get us into the shiur. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Zchor al tira Avraham, after he vanquishes the four kings, Al tira, don't be afraid. Chorcha hargame, oh, your reward is great. So he says, Ma titen li, tells Hashem, what can you give me? Vonochi holech avini, I'm childless. Ben Meshech Beisi, Damesek, Eliezer is the one who's going to inherit me, the one who runs my house. Rashi says, he's called Damesek Eliezer. Why? So Rashi says three pshatim. Damesek, lefi ha-targum, mi Damesek, according to Targum Utlis, he came from Damascus. So he was known as Eliezer the Damascene. Sounds a little bad, but that's the way the word is said. Eliezer from Damascus. Lefi Midrash ha-gon, and according to the Midrash, he was called Damesek Eliezer. It was the Medrash, Agodah Sherodah Hamalachim at Damesek. He was the one who went out and waged war with the four superpowers, the kings, and he pursued them until Damesek. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Parshat Lech Lecha. Ube Gemara Shalanu, Dorshu Notrik, in our Gemara, Talmud Bavli learned an acronym, Damesek. Not necessarily the name of the place he came from, not necessarily the name of the place to which he pursued the kings, but Damesek describes, is an acronym that describes his greatness. Dole Umaske Mitoda Snapol Achedim. He's Dole Umaske. He fetches and he gives to drink from the Torah of his Rebbe to others. He was one of the ways in which Avraham Avinu was able to spread the Torah of one God. One God. We did mention then, just briefly, that Targum Yonatan ben Uzziel says that Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. Now, you understand, who are the two antagonists? Nimrod is the one who rebels against God. He is the one. He is the one who throws Avram. When Avram becomes too troublesome and too meddlesome, he throws him into the Kishon HaEish. He comes out unscathed and unharmed. Here we have two great personalities that are locked, sort of an eternal struggle. Rabbi Yisrael has an amazing sense of humor. And by the way, you know, kids really know how to hurt their parents, hit them where it hurts. Can you imagine the aggravation that Nimrod's son joins Avraham? Shulamit Aloni's son going to Ursa Mea. You know, the Rabbi Yisrael knows, you know. I mean, what would aggravate old Nimrod more than anything else? His son becoming one of the great followers of Avraham. And more than that, do you know what it means? When Eliezer destroys the four kings, you know what he's doing? He's bringing down his father. What a victory for Avraham. By the way, that whole struggle, according to the Zohar, the four kings came against the five, and they took Lot. The whole battle was for Lot, because if you can't get Avraham, you get the next best thing. The Gemara says that Lot looks like Avraham. When Nimrod captures Lot, you know what he's accomplished? This is a blow that he strikes against Avraham Avinu. And therefore, when Avraham finds out that Lot has been taken, he goes out to rescue him. And who does he send? He sends Eliezer, you understand? Eliezer. I always have this picture in my mind. Many years earlier, Eliezer, who grows up in, maybe one of the poor sections of Damascus, one day he packs his bags and he starts going, and people ask him, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm going to follow Avraham." They laugh at him. Avram's a guru. Avram's a flash in the pan. Here today, tomorrow, and 10 years from now, nobody will even know who Avram is. What? Where are you going? What are you talking about? We have a tradition. We have religion. We have minhagim. I mean, we're real, real frumer. Haredi idolaters. Where are you going off with Avram? What is it? You're crazy. And he says, "Nope, I'm going to follow Avram." Is it 50 years later that he comes riding in as the great conqueror? And maybe he drops around the old neighborhood to talk with the boys a little bit and sort of gloat at the fact that Avram is not a flash in the pan. Avram is going to be a force throughout all of history. Eliezer, can you imagine? Most probably his name. Nimrod has a son. He must probably gave him a name, something like Omri, understand? And this Omri changes his name. He joins Avraham Avinu. You can't praise the Harum by Avraham Avinu. As an Omri, so he changes his name to Eliezer. Elokei, God is the Ezri. I did that. Did that aggravate the Kishvus out of his father? Can you imagine? Poor old Nimrod. You can even have a little Rachmanis for the Rasha. One of the great rules in learning Chumash, not to force a pasuk, not to force something out of the pasuk. You don't have to do, just sit back and listen to it. Let the pasuk speak to you. And I'm going to give you one sort of brief example that will set the stage for what we want to say about this week's segment. We have over there Pasha Vayera. Now, I always tell you, my Rebbe in grade one or grade two said, hold the finger. You have to hold your finger on, let your finger do the walking through the chumash. Then we're going to take a look at these psukim over here. These are from last week's segment, Pasha Vayera. And I'm not going to go in order. I may skip, so just follow me. And I'll be watching where your fingers are. The son of Hagar, the Egyptian woman who had given birth to Avram, she saw him mitzachek. And the rabbi tell us mitzachek was not just playing games. He wasn't just playing games or talking about the game theory. He was getting involved over there in a little bit of a desire, a little giri arayis, all of these things. Tomal Avram, she said to Avram, cast out this maidservant Benzinah. He loathed me, does Benhah Amazos into the Mitzah, because the son of this maidservant is not going to inherit with my son Yitzchak. Yeda Hatavam Yodini Avram. Avram was very, it was very bad in the eyes of Avram al Ozos to know about his son. You know, why did I just take you through this and not tell you in what direction I'm going? We could have this, in these few psukim, we could have the whole story of our thought sending Hagar away. She goes out into the desert. With the soil, she gets lost. There's no more water left in the canteen. She puts the boy down under one of the bushes. She goes sitting down far away because she can't see the death of this boy. He's going to die in the desert. They're going to die from thirst. And Malach appears to her and says, Hagar, what's wrong? What's wrong, Malach, Hagar? What's wrong? Don't worry. The Rebbeinu has heard the voice of the boy. Anyway, she sees a well, she fills it up, she gives him to drink. Story, end of story. In this whole story, Yishmael's name isn't mentioned once. Name is not mentioned. Did anybody have a doubt who it's talking about? Nobody has any doubt. Why doesn't the Torah tell us the name? So one of the great methods, the beauty of the text of Torah, and I really use this word text with great trepidation. Text sounds so non-Torahic. It sounds much too academic. What I mean is the words of Torah that have eternal kedusha in them. Those words convey messages. There are times that the message to the message is, as in this case, the method is not to mention the name. Because by not mentioning the name, you know what we're going to gain? We're going to have a greater understanding of Yishmael as he is viewed from four different vantage points. How Sarah sees him, how Abraham sees him, how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees him, and of course how Hagar sees him. And words paint for us a powerful emotional picture. That picture would be lacking if the Torah simply would have told us, Ishmael. Not like Ishmael. Take a look. How does Sarah see him? Ben Hagar HaMitzvah. The son of Hagar the Mitzvah. The son of the maidservant, Ben Harma. Abram is upset about what? Alodos Beno. It's his son. Elohim says to Abram, and you're going to see, Elohim is going to be consistent throughout. Na'ar. And by the way, the most objective description of him is Na'ar. Na'ar means a growing, strapping lad. Let's go further. Elohim says to Avram, Ayeda be'inecho, let it not be bad in your eyes about the Na'ar and about the maidservant. Korach atomar alecho, Sarah, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her, because Yitzchak will be your seed. V'gamez ben ha'oma l'zayasi menu. Even the ben ha'oma, I will, the son of the maidservant, I will make him a great nation. Kizabachahu, because he's your seed, he's your child. Even though on some level he is indeed a ben ha'oma, but he's Zaracha. Okay? Avram got up in the morning, he took bread and he took a canteen of water, he gave it to Hagar, he placed it on her shoulder, v'es hayeled. when we talk about Yishmael in the context of his mother, to the mama, he's the yellow. He can be 100 years old and he's still her little bicycle because she gave birth to him. Anyway, he sent them and they wandered through the midbar of Be'er Sheva. The water was emptied, no more water was left in the canteen. And she put down the boy under one of the bushes. She went to sit down far away, as far as an arrow flies, because she said, Al Ereh B'Mosha Yelad. You see, it's consistent. Everything is consistent. Now, we have to also notice over here is the following. Torah doesn't simply use a variety of descriptions just in order to make it variety. You know? It's not for variety. Every time a term is used, it is absolutely correct and precise within its context. He is always the yelet with regard to her mother, to his mother, with regard to Hagar. Yes, that's right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, even if he's 100 years old, he's still her little bicycle. Because Yelad describes the fact that he was born from her. Yalud, Yalud. Anyway, she said, by Ishmael Okim, how had the Rebbein Shem referred to him the first time back in Pasuk Yud-Beis when he told Avram, don't feel bad about the Na'ar? By Ishmael Okim et Kol Ha'Na'ar. Rebbein Shem heard the voice of the Na'ar. A malach calls to Hagar and tells her what's the problem. Shama Elokim again. El Kol Hanar. Elokim has heard the voice of the Nar Barshem Shom. Kumi Siri et Hanar. Come, pick up the Nar. Vachaziki et Yadevo. She sees a well of water and she fills up the canteen. Vatash et Hanar. By me Elohim et ha na'ar. Always in the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a na'ar. She gives water to the na'ar because this is the na'ar that the Rebbein Shem is saving right now because the Rebbein Shem has heard his voice. It doesn't say Bataskes Hayeled as we would have expected. It's now Hana'ar because his life is because God has heard the voice of this na'ar. Okay, all that I wanted to bring from here is an example of a part, the whole story is told, and adjectives are used, and there are four different adjectives, and the power of the four adjectives is heightened by virtue of the fact that his name in fact is not mentioned, his proper private name, Ishmael, is not mentioned. There's a diagram, number two. Well, you know it, we're going to have pictures already on these cartoons. There is a diagram. It comes from a sefer, very nice sefer that I got recently. And a lot of the ideas here come from that sefer on Yunim in Chumash from a Rav Chanan Samet, who is a Roshivim Yeshivat Birkat Moshe and Bali Adumim. He has this in his sefer. You see Yishmael in the middle. Above the name Yishmael, it says, V'ein Hashem, the eyes of God, is called Hanar, consistently. To the right, V'ein Avram, Avram sees him as Beno. Down at the bottom, in the eyes of Sarah, he's Ben Hagar HaMitzchit. And then in the eyes of Hagar, he is the Yelet. What it means is, there is precision in the choice of words in Torah. And they have meaning, and there's significance to it. It's not chas v'shalom haphazard. It's not simply written this way so that stylistically it will look nice. It's all clearly weighed and measured. And you see how four different views, and the views are sharpened by virtue of the fact that his name is not mentioned. Now,
In 67 psukim in this week's Sedra, Eliezer is referred to 24 times and never once by his name. We're going to take you on a journey, and you're going to follow me, and you're going to see how different people see Eliezer, how Eliezer sees himself, the different roles that he takes on. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, the story of Eliezer is, for all intents and purposes, really said twice. When he finally comes into the house of Laban and Bethuel, he repeats all of the events all over again. I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the practitioners of biblical criticism who attempt to tear apart the Torah said, one story of Eliezer is source P, the other one is source J, and somebody came and stitched them together and made one story. And you know how they arrive at such conclusions? Because they don't let the Torah speak here. You gotta let the Torah speak here. And then you'll see how all of this is one story. And it's a very powerful, beautifully crafted story. When I say beautifully crafted, I mean by the divine craftsman of all. This is the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom that was written by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, there are no simple stylistic changes. Everything is become so clear. Genug is up. We're going to start moving through the parsha.
Avram zokin bo bayamin b'Hashem beirachat Avram b'kol Avram grew old, had come in days. Hashem blessed him with everything. Vayomer Avram said, El avdo zekan beito amosho dechol ha-shelom. First description of Eliezer, his servant, and quite a description. The elder of his house, the one who rules over everything in the house. Simna yod chotachas yedeshu, put your hand under my loin, and I will make you swear, you'll take an oath to me by the God of heaven and the God of earth, I shall that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of Canaan, amongst whom I live. Ki el arzi vel moladiti teleth, you should go to my land and my birthplace. By the way, this is going to be one of the last major events in the life of Avraham Avinu, and it sort of takes us back to the beginning. He came out from Arzo Umo Ladito, and he is now sending Amdo. He is sending him back El Arzo Vel Moladito. There you should go and take a wife for my son Yitzchak. Vayomer Elav Ha Eved. One of the descriptions of Eliezer is Ha-Eved. Now, it always must be translated the servant, never to be translated the slave. Eliezer is not a slave. In English, there's a world of difference between a slave and a servant. When the Rebbeinu says to Yoshua, Moshe Avdi Meis, my servant Moshe is dead, he's not saying my slave Moshe. Avram is not talking to his slave, he's talking to his servant, the elder of his house. Vayomer Elav HaEved, the Eved said to him, maybe the woman will not want to follow me to this land. Shall I bring your son back to the land from which you came out? Avram said to him, be careful, Shomelecha, lest you take my son back there under no circumstances. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, God, the God of heaven, who took me from the house of my father, from the land of my birthplace, the one who spoke to me and promised me, saying, to your children I will give this land, he is going to send an angel before you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman will not want to go after you, you will be free of this oath. But my son, don't take him back there. Yitzchak does not leave Eretz Yisrael. All right? By Yosef HaEved, the Eved puts his hand below the loin of Avram, and he swore to him, and now begins the great adventure. By the way, you know, of course, what the Eved is being entrusted with here. this Eved is being entrusted, most probably, not most probably, in fact, with the most significant mission of them all. He's going to be the midwife who's going to bring into existence Klal Yisrael. This is it. This is the birth of the Jewish people. He's going to bring a wife for Yitzchak. You understand what this shidduch means? This is not just another garden variety shidduch. Well, even though all of them are made in heaven, but this one is going to bring the Jewish people into existence. The Eved, he took 10 camels from the camels of his master, and he went, and all the good of his master. By the way, Avram is going to be referred to throughout, he's going to be referred to as the master, I think, approximately 20 times. And all the wealth of his master is in his hands. By Yochum, he got up and he went to Aham Nazayim to Yerinachor. He comes to the city, he laid the camels down outside the city by the well, and it's evening time when the girls who fetch water go out by Yoma, and he prays. Hashem Elokei Adonai Avram, the God of my master Avram, Hakreino Lefanai Ayom, Vasei Chesed of Adonai Avram, bring before me today and do great kindness with my master Avram. Behold, I'm standing by the well of water, Ubenot Anshei Ha'ir. Very good, you're all turning over right on cue. Ubenot Anshei Ha'ir, and the daughters of the people of the city are going out to fetch water, and it will come to pass the girl to whom I will say to her, incline your pitcher, and I will drink, and she will say to me, drink, and also for your camels I will give them to drink. Also, Hochachta, she is the one that you've chosen, La'abdechol Yitzchak, Uboeda, and through her I will know that you've done kindness with my master. And he hasn't finished speaking, the words haven't come out of his mouth, and behold, Rivka is going out. And here we're told immediately who this is. This is Rivka, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nachor, the brother of Avram, the Mishpucha. The first girl that comes out there is from the family. This is the first instance of Jewish geography in history, you understand. We know each other, absolutely. And she has her picture on her shoulder. And the girl is very pretty, very beautiful. She's a virgin. No man had known her. She went down to the well, and she filled Kadavata. By Yoret, however, the gross of the slave, Eliezer is still referred to as the slave. He ran toward her, and he said, give me a little bit to drink from your pitcher. And she said, Shisei Adoni, my master. Eliezer has moved into a different category. He's not called Eved. Up until now, he's been Ha'eved, the Eved. And now, she says, Shisei Adoni. Because from her point of view, she's looking at him, and she's most probably, I don't know why I have this feeling, Eliezer is a tall, good-looking man, flowing beard, and remember, she sees a man with 10 camels behind him and all sorts of camel drivers. I mean, this is a gentleman of substance we're talking about, my master. But tomorrow she hurried, and she put down her pitcher, and she gave him to drink. She finished giving him the drink, and she said, he couldn't believe his ears. She says, also to your camels I will fetch until they have finished drinking. She's a little girl. Let's say she's 13, according to one opinion in the message. There are 10 grace of camels, you understand. I mean, she's not going to be giving them little bottles of Mayaden. She's going to be fetching water for 10 camels. And she hurried. She emptied her pitcher into the trough. She ran again to the bear, and she fetched to all of the camels. New description of Eliezer. the Eved, who became Adoni, is now Ha'ish. For Ha'ish, because this is what she sees before her, a man of substance. And the man is mishpoi, he's wondering. Macharish Ladad, he's silent and he's waiting in anticipation to know Ha'yitzriach Hashem Dako in Lo. Did God give him great success on his road or not? And it happened when the camels finished drinking Vayikach Ha'ish, Nachalo Ha'ish. He takes all this jewelry and he puts it on her hand and he says to her, whose daughter you are? Please tell me, is there place in your father's house for us to stay overnight? But Tomer Elov, the Ish is going to be, either he's going to be absolutely amazed or already his neshama tells him, this is it. His mission, first part of his mission is a success. So she says, yes, I'm the daughter of the Suel, the son of Milcah, that was gave birth to Nachah. And she said, we also have straw, we have hay, and a place to stay. Vayitod Ha'ish, the man, bent and he bowed down to Hashem. And he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Adoni. You see how Avram is always referred to as Adoni, my master. Blessed is the God of my master Avram, who has not forsaken him, and he has led me in this way. By the way, fascinating in this parasha, everybody's running. It's mamish the right parasha for this week. Everybody in this country is running. I was thinking I'd run for office too, but I decided when I took a look at all the shmoes that are running, I'm steering clear of it. That's it. All right. Bayorot. We had the Eved who ran. We have already had Rivka twice running. Now she's running again. There she was running to the well and to the shelter. Now she runs home to her mother's house. Huh? Yes, everybody. Avram ran in last week's session, and they're running in this week's session. And Olodiska, Rivka has a brother whose name is Lavan, and he also goes running. We have more Lavans running than anything else. Bayorot Lavan, and Lavan ran. To whom did he run? El Ha'ish. You just have to follow the word, the name, and they paint a picture. It's an amazing picture. It's going to get more exciting. By the end, what makes him run? He saw the nose ring and the bracelets and the Ukishama is different. He's got also Lema. And when he heard the words of his sister Rivka saying, Kozi Bere Lai Ha'ish, so the man spoke to me. But Yavo, when he came to the Ish, he may omit ala gmala malahai. But Yome, this Lavan, most probably makes the most powerful statement in the whole parasha. Even a Lavan can come out with something. Bo Beruch Hashem. Come the one who is blessed by God. How in heaven's name did Lavan have the ability to come up with a sentence like that to describe Eliezer as Beruch Hashem? Mm-hmm. Huh? Because Eliezer was very good. I don't know, that doesn't sound to me. I mean, when's the last time you saw somebody wear a certificate and call them for Ruch Hashem? I mean, do me a favor. I'll tell you, the only answer I have over here is my Shvigah's answer. My Shvigah allows Dollar Oysters to say that if you come up with something good and you say something good, the Rebbe is going to put that in your mouth. And I always laughed at her. We always thought about it. And here I'm stuck and I just, maybe my figure was right. The Rebbeinu put these words into the mouth of a Lavan. From Lavan to come out words like, oh, Baruch Hashem. because that's the description, the most fitting description to Eliezer at this juncture in the story. This man has been blessed by Hashem. His mission is going to be crowned with great success. Success far beyond what he could ever have imagined. And he can't even imagine the extent to which it's going to be a success. Lama tamo bachutz, while you're standing outside, v'anochi piniti abayit, I cleaned up the house. Now, over here you have to say what Rashi's shot is. Piniti abayit, Rashi says that he removed the idols from the house. He moved the idols out, down into the machzano, into the basement. It can't really mean that he cleaned the house. I mean, do you ever meet people at the door and say, come in, you know, I did sponge it. Come right in the house. Step right in. I did sponge it. I mean, you don't say that. Obviously, the piniti habayit has to mean something far more significant than, you know, I swept up the house. And this place like a mountain, vayavo ha'ish habayta. Remember, there's something Eliezer is not doing. Eliezer is not correcting their intention. He sees that he's being treated as an ish, but then, I mean, the moment is going to come when he's going to have to tell them, I'm an Evid. Sir, I'm an Evid. But no, they're treating him ish. I mean, they're treating him. He's been treated royally. Machem Lalun, we've prepared the house. Vayifatach Hagamalim, Vayitin Tevin, and Mishpol. Hagamalim takes care of the animals first. Mayim, water to wash his feet. And Ragli Anoshim Shadito. Vayisim Lefon of Lecho, the place before him to eat. And here comes the great surprise. They could never have imagined that this was going to happen. He says, I'm not going to eat until I have said what I have to say. I mean, they can't believe, can't even imagine in their wildest dreams what's going to happen. What's going to happen now? And he says, Lavan says, Zaper speak. Vayomer. The Eved, Zakan Beito, Moshel, Cholachalo, O Eved, the Ish. Adoni, the Baruch Hashem, finally identifies himself. His Tudat Zehut. Eved Avraham Anochi. I'm the servant of Avraham. Interesting, of course, there are a few ways in which this could have been said, Anochi Eved Avraham. But no, he chooses to say Eved Avraham Anochi. So significant. He wants to put Eved first. Because for him, being Eved, Avraham, is far more significant than anything else. It's something that he says with great pride. To be Eved Avraham is most probably the highest position on the face of that earth at that time. To be the Mishneh to Avraham Avinu, to be the Malem and the Makom of Avraham Avinu. You see, this can only come out of the mouth of somebody who knows what Avraham is and one who is completely devoted to him. Eved Avraham Anochi. Why didn't he tell them up until this moment? What he's really doing is he has succeeded in creating an atmosphere of great anticipation on their part. This mysterious ish. He gives out the gifts. You know, there's something so dignified about him. There's something like they can't wait to find out who is this man, especially when he says, I'm not going to eat until I speak my piece. And then when he says, Eved Avraham Anochi, that's like, they're all of a sudden, they're struck over the head. And he's going to let them know. Most probably the last time they saw or heard of Avraham was running from Nimrod, you understand. And they thought, who knows what's going to happen to Avram. You know, the down and outers and goers, they're the ones who go on Aliyah, so, you know, couldn't make it in the five towns. So you go to Eretz Yisrael. There, everybody's poor, so what difference does it make? So you go off to Eretz Yisrael. What are the chances that he's going to succeed in Eretz Yisrael? And then, you know, they may have heard during the period of time, they may have heard something about Avram. They can't believe it's the same. It's not our, we know our Avram, we know. That was one of my great, great years. Yes. Rivka's nurse. She's the one who's going to, she's going to appear on the scene soon. Soon she's going to appear. Rivka's nurse. But we got to keep the tension up over here. We have to keep the tension going. Hashem Berachas Adoni, so you should know that Avram, who walked out of Ur Kasdan 50 years, 37 and 25, 37, 40 and 25, how do you like that? I figured it out. 40 and 25 is 65 years. It's 65 years since Avram left. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's 75. That's what it said at the beginning of Lech Lecha. In fact, is according to the Ramban, he may have been in Eretz Yisrael 5 years earlier, which would mean, according to the Ramban, he really left Ur Kasdan when he was 70. So that makes it 70 years. Because then, remember, Yitzhak is born when he's 100 years old. Yitzhak goes to the Akedah, he's 37. And he's not going to get married until he's age 40. And we're holding by the Shidduch now. The beginning of next week, Seder is going to say that he's 40 years old. They got married when he was 40, and now he's 60. If he hasn't had a child. All right. So we're talking about the last time they saw Avram was 70 years earlier. So he brings them up to date. Hashem Berech Es Adoni Miyod. God has blessed my master. He's become great, and he has sown sheep and cattle and silver and gold and slaves and maidservants. And camels and donkeys. Sodo, the wife of my master, has given birth to a son to my master after she grew old. And he gave this son, has all that belongs to the father is his. And my master made me swear, don't take a wife from my son, from the daughters of the Kanani. Fact is, he's going to tell the whole story. Everything we already learned up until now, he's going to tell the whole conversation with his father, with his master, the oath that he took. He comes to the well. He prays to God and he says, the girl who I'm going to say such and such to when she's in his mind. Everything is going to be repeated. By the way, one of these days, that's going to be a shiur too, because all the Mefarshim deal with the fact that there are fascinating differences between the story as it was told the first time around and the way Eliezer repeats it, and each one of them is significant, but I tell you, that we need a whole other hour or a few hours for. All right. Let's go down to the bottom here. Vayam Lavan, Pasuk 50, Pasuk Nun. He asks, so now tell me, will the girl go with me or not? And now, if she's not going to go, then I'll go to the right or I'll go to the left. I'll go find elsewhere. Vayan lovan ubesuel vayomru, may Hashem yotza hadova. It's amazing, this lovan, may Hashem yotza hadova. Lo nuchal daber elecho, thou tov. We cannot say to you good or bad. Hinei rifka lefanecha. Behold, this is before you. Kach v'leich teicha. We're in the last column. Utihi isha leven adonecha, and she shall be a wife to the son of your master. Kasher diber Hashem. Vayehi kasher shama. What the change in the description of Eliezer who still has not been named, Eved Avram as Gibreah. You know why he's now called Eved Avram? Because he sees himself as Eved Avram now. Eved Avram Anochi. And he sees the success of his mission. He has indeed functioned as Eved Avram, and functioned as Eved Avram successfully. Vayishtachu Asol Hashem Nibarzam. Vayotzei HaEved. He reversed now. He reversed now. He's not play-acting as the Ish. He's not the Adon. He goes back to what he was before. Vayotzei HaEved. The Eved took out Klei Chesed and Klei Zov, and he gave to Rivka and to her brother. Her brothers, they ate and they drank, and Pasuk 58 by Yitru L'Rivka. Ish, the fact that he has revealed to them that he is Eved Avram fits in very well with being a man of substance. And she said, Eileich, I will go. Ayishalchu, they sent Rivka their sister, Ve'etmei Niktar, and her nurse. This is the great Devorah. We once talked about her. There's Eved Avram, there's Anoshav. Again, he's Eved Avram. And they blessed Rivka. Rivka benado serva tirkavdal agamalim, 61, va pelachma achareho ish. Vayikach ha'eved es Rivka vayela. Take a look at that. Side by side, we have two different descriptions of Eliezer. The entourage of Rivka is following the Ish, the one whom they saw to begin with as the Ish, and he has retained his dignity as an Ish. But when Eliezer takes Rivka with him to go, Eliezer is taking her in his function and in his position as Eved. Therefore, Batelachma is underlined over there. They went after the Ish, but the Eved is the one who takes Rivka and they go. Anyway, as they go, she sees a man. They're nearing their destination, and she sees a man. Batomet El Eved, she said to the Eved. You know how significant this is? Shouldn't it, if it's Rivka, shouldn't we keep speaking to the Ish? Now, you know what's happening now? She's becoming the mistress of the house of Avram. And you know what he's now becoming? Her Eved. She's now going to take over the house of Avram. He's her Eved. She said, who is this man? Another significant, the Eved says, who Adoni, he is my master. First time that he refers to Yitzchak as his master. Because you know what's happened now? The mantle is moving from Abraham to Yitzchak. Who accomplished this? The Eved is the one who accomplishes this. He's making the Shidduch. He's creating the first house of Israel. By Yomar Eved Hu Adoni. By Yisaper Ho Eved Hu Yitzchak. It's called Asbarim Asher also. The Eved tells Yitzchak everything that happened. Then by Yiviyahu Yitzchak Ha'oel HaSorah Imo. Yitzchak brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah. And he took Rivka. She was his wife. He loved her. By Yinachem Yitzchak Acharei Imo. And Yitzchak was consoled after his mother. The sum total of what we did here was, number one, to prove nothing, absolutely nothing, is simply for stylistic reasons or chas v'shalom haphazard. Every word that's written in the Torah is weighed and measured, and the best word to bring the message across is the one that is used. It's this that Rashi means when Rashi says, Yoposichoson shel avdei avos, the conversations of the servants of the avos are more beautiful than toroson shel bonim, than the Torah of the son. Here's, you know, a story that seems to be, yeah, okay, we heard it once already, we hear it twice. But if you follow it, You can learn from this the precision with which Torah is written, the beauty of it. You have to develop the ability to hear the pasuk speak to you. Don't force anything on the pasuk. Leave it be. Let the pasuk be. Let the pasuk speak to you. Don't try to correct it. Don't try to figure it out. Just listen. And if you're open to listen, then you'll see that those are an absolutely powerful method. Powerful method. We would not have seen this in the same way if Eliezer's name would have been mentioned in the parsha. It all emerges only by virtue of the fact that his name is not mentioned, which therefore brings us to focus. Each time he is referred to, all of a sudden it begins to hit us. He's her Eved, he's Eved Avram, he's her Ish, he's Adon. He switches back to Eved. In fact, some years ago, I said a shir on the Haftorah, this week's Haftorah. This week's Haftorah is by Yikru V'Yimei David Lamut, the time is coming for David to die. And there's rebellion there's a rebellion. Rebellion on his hand, you understand? Adonio ben Chagas, he wants to be king. Nosson Hanavi goes to work, Bathsheba goes to work, conversations are repeated 3-4 times. I remember then when I said this year, and I didn't connect it at that time with the Seder. I pointed out sometimes David is referred to as David. He's referred to as Amela. He's referred to as David Amela. Or Amela David. And I said that each time you have to see who it is that's speaking in order to realize why he's called one thing and not another. And even the Gemara talks about it. By Yikidavu Yimei David Lamut. Why doesn't it say by Yikidavu Yimei Hamela David Lamut? So they bring the prophet from Kohelas. Ein Shilton V'yom Hamavas. On the day of death, nobody's a ruler. Oy Melech. No more Melech on the day of death. So when it talks about the death, the approaching death of David, no. He's David. All the pomp and the circumstance and the power, it all disappears. So that there's a reason why he's, each time he is addressed, how he is referred to. I'm saying that's really what the parsha is telling us over here. The parsha is a lesson in how to look at a parsha in Torah. So that we started off with those 10 psukim or so about Yishmael where his name is not mentioned, and 4 different views of Avram, each one from a different vantage point, the vantage point of a mother, the vantage point of a sorrow, the vantage point of a father, the way the Rabbeinu Shem looks at him, so too we see it over here with Eliezer. That's it, yes. Thank you. I like that. Say it again.
It could also be that when Rivka has been seeing him as this great man, until Yitzchak walks through the water, and then she sees in comparison that Yitzchak is so much greater, that's when she realizes that he's...
I'll tell you, I don't feel that I have to in any way...
Not to denigrate.
That's exactly the word that
not
I wanted to use.